Goldman Sachs, probably the most prestigious Wall Street investment firm, says it's going to pay more than $9 million in fines to the Securities and Exchange Commission in a case that went public this week. It's an insider trading case with an odd twist. Joining us is Dan Gross. He writes the Money Box column for Slate Magazine. At one time, he worked for Bloomberg Business News, so he knows a lot about business news and how it comes out. Dan, that's the story here.
Exactly. And what's alleged in this story is that the consultant, Peter Davis, who was a former congressional staffer, had worked out a deal to attend these briefings that the Treasury Department would give. They would come out and between 9 and 9:30 in the morning, give information to journalists about whether the Treasury was going to sell certain kinds of bonds or precisely how much. That information was supposed to be embargoed until 10 o'clock, which meant the journalists could take the half hour, prepare their stories, send them to their editors, and then at 10 o'clock they could zap them over the wires or go on the radio or on television and get that information out. The topic of discussion at that October 31st, 2001 briefing was the fact that the Treasury was going to stop selling its 30-year bond. This long bond was a very important investment tool. So having that information ahead of people meant that you could have gone and bought a lot of those bonds up in the market. Then once the news came out, there would have been a big rush to buy them because people like to have long-term bonds that pay a guaranteed interest rate, and they were going to disappear as a result of this.
Dan, I can see that breaking a journalist's embargo is kind of cheating, but is this really criminal activity? They are pursuing criminal charges against this consultant guy and the economist as well. Is that really an argument they can make?
Yeah, it is. It is explicitly a crime to take government information and use it improperly.
You know, when Goldman Sachs said it's going to go ahead and pay this fine, it said it was enormously embarrassed, and this was the action of one insider guy going against company policy. We should acknowledge that. But I also wonder this, who actually got hurt in this case? Who's the injured party?
Every trade on Wall Street is a zero-sum game. Essentially, somebody else's profit is going to be somebody else's loss. And when Goldman went out with that information that only it possessed and purchased bonds in the open market, and they bought a lot of bonds, all the people on the other side of that trade, the people who sold the bonds to Goldman at a price that would rise in just a few minutes, they lost money. Had they had the same information, the information they were entitled to receive at 10 a.m., just as Goldman was entitled to receive it at 10 a.m., they certainly wouldn't have consented to sell those bonds to Goldman at that price.
Daniel Gross writes the Money Box column for Slate Magazine. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Alex.
Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley, with help from Martha Little, Luke Burbank, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Shireen Meraji, Rob Sachs, and Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Leo Delagula. Engineering by Sean Corey Campbell, Sherry Stacy Hendrickson, Marcia Caldwell, and Calvin Ogawa. The program is directed by Catherine Fox. The executive producer of Day to Day is J.J. Sutherland. Barbara Rehm is the managing editor of NPR News. Day to Day's theme music is composed by Greg Smith. And Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.